The Brickies win 5-0 against Steel Town at Woodstock on Saturday afternoon. One of the goal-scoring heroes joins us in the big black chair this afternoon, Joe Boachi. Congratulations, sir. A cracking goal for you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Talk us through it, my man.
So we've got a wide free kick. And obviously, Richie, his deliveries have just been excellent the whole season, haven't they? And I'm standing, I think, just beyond the penalty spot. And I always knew I was going to run front post and see where Richie delivers it. So as I'm running, he's delivered it. He's put it on my head. His delivery has kind of made the goal, I think. It's kind of just put it on my head. I've headed it into
the net. You left the defence for dead, though.
Yeah.
No one read you at all, did they?
No one knew where I was going. I kind of like shimmied my run. Like, I went as if I was going back first, checked, front first, and then great delivery by Richie.
And then just to match you, Ryan scores an equally as good goal. Yeah. Just after, so that's two off the bench today.
Yeah. Ryan's goal was quality. It was a really good team goal. Richie into turn sets off to Ryan. Ryan takes a good first touch, breaks the line, and then he just slots it bottom right there.
That's what he's good at, though, isn't it? That's what he does so well. He must be a joy to play up top with if you're either wide or playing straight down the middle. Because the way he holds the ball up and brings other people.
So strong, literally. His hold up play is like, it's one of the best I've seen. He's actually, turns really good. And he's so selfless as well. Like, he gets it and he lays it off. I mean, he doesn't try and turn, he doesn't try and do much. Lays it off and he gets us playing as a team. Sick.
So come on, let's talk about Mr. Boachi. You had a run in the team and then got injured.
Yeah.
Haven't been able to force your way back in completely yet. But I guess this is one of those areas where being able to make 5 substitutions every week helps everybody, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I got injured, I think, was it second game or third game into the season? And it was tough, and I think I was really eager to come back, and I think maybe I came back a little bit too early, because when I've come back, I've got hit again on the same ankle. And I've really been struggling to like find full fitness. But thank God I've managed to like proper do rehab now, and my ankle's feeling a lot stronger, and like Maxie's been like proper patient with me, and like he's giving me minutes here and there, but I think he's like building me up slowly. So like the whole team, we're just all being careful surrounding my ankle. And like you said, if we wasn't able to make 5 subs, then I think a few of the games I'd be an unused sub. Do you know what I mean? But because we're able to use 5 subs, I can come on later in the game and like test my ankle and see how it's feeling.
It seems looking at it from the other side of the fence, it looks as though the camaraderie though within you guys.
Yeah.
I know we had a number of people who were here last year. But bearing in mind there's so many new faces, we're only, 3 months into the season. Yeah, you wouldn't know that you guys are new boys, in commas.
Yeah, like I said, like the change room is great. Like, we're all really friendly with each other. There's no like cliques or anything. Like, we're just a squad, we're a family. You know what I mean? And it's like Gaffer says, it's part of our DNA. Like, every match, we're going to war for each other. Everyone plays for each other. There's no like egos, there's no bad eggs, everyone just wants the team to do well. Do you know what I mean? And every player's like put the team before themselves, which is what it's about. And that's why you see that camaraderie and that team effort, that team spirit. And obviously the fans as well getting behind us. Like, fans are massive. Like, it's really enjoyable. Like, all of us talk about how good the fans are as well, and it kind of brings us tied together. It's like the whole club, like players, coaches, fans, staff, the whole club is just proper.
Have you ever experienced anything like that before?
No, to be honest. The closest I'd say is at Braintree. The change room when I was at Braintree was really good, but like there was a bit of the fans wasn't as good as it was at Braintree. Like, the change room was really good at Braintree. This change room I think is better. Like, the squad is tighter, like everyone's more friendlier. But the fans, I've never been at a team like this. Proper enjoying it.
Let's look ahead to 7 days, you've got a week off. Yeah. Midweek game for the first time, I think, since about 6 weeks. But at the end of the week, a massive, massive game for the club.
Yeah.
Away to Winchester and a trophy.
Yeah.
As far as I understand, there's one full supporters coach going. So you could be finishing taking almost 100 people to play Winchester away. Which, as Ryan has told us in the past, his first game in charge here, he had 130 watching. If you put it in that sort of perspective, the support you're getting on the road, especially, is phenomenal.
Exactly. And like, I just have to say thank you to the fans as well, because it's so good. Honestly, it's so good. Like, and I'm warming up and I hear the noise that the fans are making, it really gives us that extra 10%. You know what I mean? Every single player, we feel it. And like you said, like to go from 130 supporters at a home game to over 100 coming to an away game, Winchester.
Like, it's not as I was around the corner, is it? It's like, to be brutally honest,
yeah, it's really far. It's a big away day. It's a big away day. Like you said, it's a big game. And like, we have a week off in terms of no game, but it's going to be a week of hard work. Like, we're going to train hard and we're going there to win. That's what we want.
Does what happened when we played Plymouth here in the Cup, when it was probably the most disappointing afternoon of the season,
yeah,
will that play any part in the build up next week, you think?
I'd like to say no. I'd like to say we've put that behind us, you know, and then we just move forward and move strength to strength. What happened at Plymouth was an unfortunate result. Yeah, it was a bad day at the office, but you draw a line under it and we move on from there. We're not thinking about that game per se. We're just building on our strengths.
Good. Right, this might sound, just to finish, I'm just sitting here thinking what to ask you.
Yeah.
And a bizarre question's coming to my head, so I apologise in advance. I'm going to ask anyway. How would you fancy facing this team at the moment?
Do you know what? I'd really like to play Sittingbourne just before the challenge. Like, I wouldn't be particularly, like, if I was to draw Sittingbourne away in a cup draw, as a player, I'd be like, yeah, they're a team that's like unbeaten in 12. Like, I'd fancy the challenge. If I'm like a manager of a team, I'd be like, oh no. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't look forward, if I'm a manager of a team, going away to Sittingbourne, the Woodstock Park. Yeah, as a manager, I don't think you'd fancy coming here. But as a player, you want to play the best teams and you want to challenge yourself. And yeah, Sittingbourne are the best team. I'll put it out there. We are one of the best teams.
And that in itself just sums up how far you guys have come,
yeah,
so quickly.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Joe, it's been a pleasure as always. Thank you for your time this afternoon. I know, as we said, another super goal for you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good week in training.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in Hampshire Woods, Winchester next week. Joe, yeah. Bracci, thank you very much.
Thank you.